All right, welcome to another episode of Hair Biz Radio with your hosts Zakira and
Mikey.
And y'all know, I swear, this is the same day. I'm not dirty. I did not wear the same hoodie two times in a row. Mikey did change his shirt because he said that he was not going to be caught wearing the same shirt for three episodes in a row.
Well, look, we're trying really today's content.
Yes, we are batch recording for y'all.
Batch recording, trying to get some stuff. I got some trips coming up. Zakira's got trips. Zakira's calendar, by the way.
You know what?
It's not easy to get in that
thing. Mikey tries to make it seem like I'm the reason why we don't record a lot, but Mr. 1218 is the real reason.
Give me a hard time about 1218.
I know, I'm joking.
So I have three shirts for today, three different guests, different shirt. This is actually one of my favorite shirts.
It's nice. It looks good on you.
For short sleeve.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm real basic with apparel and such. And from my favorite clothing brand, Built, who doesn't sponsor me yet. Built, you check my account. Actually, quick story before we get into this interview. Like, it was an ad, right? And I like to comment on people's ads on social media if I like the brand, because it helps the brand.
Right.
I'm there to help you, because if that brand succeeds, maybe they'll make more great shirts and pants that I like.
Right.
And I was like, I was like, oh my God, I love this shirt. I was like, I probably have at least 30 of these. And someone commented like, oh, that's BS, blah, blah, blah. I screenshotted my account and I was like, you're right, I have 50. And they were like, silent. But so today I'm wearing one of my favorite shirts. This shirt's colorful, it's powerful.
We need to get them to sponsor you.
I know. Colorful, powerful, and I think it matches because I'm wearing the shirt to match the guest. So that is why we have this one on today for our today's guest. I know usually we go back and forth and talk about a few things, but we got to be really careful of this woman's time because it is expensive.
Okay, because she got stuff to do after this. So
we got many production here. She's on the big production. Okay, so we can't waste any time. Let's hop into it. Zakira, who do we have today at Hair Biz Radio?
Yes, so today we have a special guest, Shekinah. And I asked her, I said, how you want me to introduce you? She said, Shekinah, just Shekinah. So we have Shekinah here with us, and she goes back to, first learned about her when she first started TV. That had to be in early 2000s, maybe. Yeah, and I loved her so much because she was just a bubble. Like, she very outgoing, just said what she wanted to say, didn't really care about people judging her. And so I always admired that about you.
Oh, that's nice, girl.
Yeah, girl. So we're going to dive right into this podcast episode. I'm going to turn it over to Mikey because I know he got something funny to say.
Well, I gotta say something funny. I mean, you know, I don't remember the exact moment we met. It's been a couple years now. And you know, we just stayed in touch. We've kind of talked about a few things. I am excited about one thing. Is I know in a previous episode we talked about how Private Label's doing the small business program, how we're bringing people that are pretty much exclusive online or just have a few locations and bring them into our showroom. This is something that I was very strict for the last 10 years of not doing. Mm-hmm. Everything in Private Label showroom was going to be Private Label. Mm-hmm. And then I realized the power of having six locations and then, you know, future locations. And I said, you know what? I'm being selfish. I want to work closer with certain people. And this is a good opportunity for both of us. This is going to work out great for both of us. So I'm excited to very soon have her products in the shelves in all four Atlanta locations, as well as in Charlotte, Detroit, and you'll have a place for you to be able to send people to buy your product today, because we know when you need her product, which we're going to talk about today, you need it now. Can't wait for online, you know? So,
first, I want to say hey to everybody out there. Hey to Mikey. Hey, baby girl. Thank you so much for watching me since the early 2000s. I mean, I'm an old 10 day man.
I was going to say, she started when she was a baby? Okay.
I started out early. I wasn't a baby, but I started out kind of young, probably like 23, 24. Yes, and I loved your wigs. You didn't know me yet, but I loved your wigs. And I used to buy Private Label wigs all the time and tell people about Private Label. So when I met you, it was an honor. You know what I'm saying? Because I kind of looked up to what you were doing.
Wow.
First of all, you were a white man coming into like a black business.
Yeah.
A black culture that's like Chinese's are basically doing the hair thing. But I kind of looked at you different. And then you had good quality of hair. And then it seems like you had a compassion for it. Like you cared.
Oh, I'm crazy.
Not, I know, but I'm talking about far as the different kind of feels and textures of hair. It's like
I'm crazy.
Damn, this man really care. He like going to different countries and he's feeling it out. Like I've been watching you for years on years. You know what I'm saying? So that just I want to give you your flowers.
I appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying?
And you know what, one thing to take from that, what I really appreciate is she says, and it's the support, guys. She comes into private label and actually buys the hair. This is a woman, I would hate to see her DM, not just from some reasons, but for the hair reasons. Okay. She gets messaged probably 100 times a day from Chinese vendors. Oh, I'm going to send you this hair. Everyone's trying to send her hair. Yeah. For her to walk into a store, spend her hard-earned money, right? Because her job is not easy. Okay. Spend her hard-earned money to buy that and show support to a local business. It's honestly like, I can't tell you the appreciation. Really.
So it was nothing for me. When I seen how hard you work, the labor you put in and trying just to bring quality hair. Not only did you bring quality hair, you bought quality hair for different tax brackets. You know, mm-hmm. if you can't afford this, then I still got a quality hair you can use that's going to be in your price range. Yep. And I thought that was so amazing. Because people just out here, you know, like, mm-hmm. I'm going to get you.
Yep.
And that stood out a lot for me. So when I was able to, you know, get time to come to private label and you opened the store, I was excited because I'm like, well, I'm going to private label and I'm going to buy me some wigs. And I came here and I bought the Indian wigs over and over and over again. I never called Mikey to say, hey, I'm Shekinah Joe. Can you give me a discount? Or I did it the other day, but I ain't did it before then. You know what I'm saying?
Look, I done earned my stripes to call you.
I did it the other day. But for many, many, many of years, I didn't do it because I liked the movement. And then we ended up meeting up. And you know what else I would do? I would shout him out for free. He didn't know me to want to post for me.
Yeah.
I would just have on my wig. It looked good. And I'm like, I got my wig from private label. So, but I charge for posts.
Yeah.
But because I seen his work ethic, because I watched it, I kind of like to go back behind people and bless them because I'm a person who put in my worth ethic in this. And I might have didn't get all my flowers and I'm cool with that, but God paid me off. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When I can see people going through stuff, I love to be a part of helping other people and not asking for nothing in return.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just doing it from my heart. So, yeah. I like private label. I like you, Mike.
Okay. Like a big glass of skim milk sitting over here. Hey, what's going on, guys?
You know what? All right, so let's take it back to the beginning. Like, where did you start? How did you get into the hair industry?
I wanted to make people pretty. So as a young girl, my grandmother owned a daycare center around the corner mm-hmm. in Kirkwood.
Okay,
Kirkwood is down the street.
Yeah.
So my grandmother owned a daycare center, and she owned rooming houses, like boarding houses mm-hmm. where people would stay. Not in our house, but we own out like houses around the area. And she used to have nursery kids there, and I used to braid their hair. That's why I remember starting off and doing my little sister hair, because I wanted to make her cute. So it was like a passion I've always had since I was a child. I used to go in the store with my grandmother and granddad and say, hey, I probably been up to 10. If you looking for somebody to do your braids, I got you.
Yes.
And they used to tell me, I'm tired of you going in the store. I was telling people, hey, you need your hair done. And I was 10 years old, but that was my passion.
Yeah.
And I kept on going. I didn't give up on it. And I started out doing no-knot cornrows. That's what I was known for. No-knot, knotless braids.
So they brought the knotless back.
Yeah, they brought it back. Okay. Back in the day, it used to be big. And I used to do like a lot of strippers. And a lot of people would hear about me from word of mouth. And they would come to my grandmother's basement and get their hair fixed. Braided or whatever.
By a 10-year-old. You were 10
or I was probably about 15 now.
Okay.
I done made it to 15 now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm about 15. I was 10. I was 15 when I started getting like a big clientele. And I started, at 12, I was somebody's assistant though. I worked in a shop. My grandma would let me go help my friend Omar. Rest his soul. But I would go be Omar's assistant at 12. Because my grandmama said it was okay because Jesus started working when he was 12.
Oh, my God. Say word.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So she said, this is what you want to do. Then I'll let you go up there. And I had a time to be up there and a time to come home.
Yeah.
You know, so he would do all the ghetto superstars, hood people. He would be there. So I'd be in the mix with all of that, seeing life at 12 years old. You know, like knowing about gay life, straight life. Then with my gay sisters, you know what I'm saying? So I grew up learning how to do hair from gay men.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it was a big deal for me. That's why I love gay people so much, believe it or not, but I do. Went on from that, started doing my own thing, still braiding hair. Then I decided I wanted to go to school. Because I knew this was my passion. Mm-hmm. If I can make somebody look better, then that's what I want to do. I want to make you look cute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I worked on that. I ended up coming out of cosmetology school. I went to Empire Beauty.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I went to Empire and done with it.
Yes, funny story. And I think I told you this story before, Mikey. Before I actually started working with Mikey back in 2014. I thought I wanted to be a hairstylist. So I went to Empire, you know, went through the process and everything. And then I decided, I don't have the patience to do hair. I barely wanted to do my hair.
But your hair look good.
Thank you. But so yeah, I did. I looked at Empire and I was like, okay, I could fit right in here.
I went Thank to Empire.
God, she's not a hairstylist because that would not have worked out well. I was like, yeah, I love you to death. But as a hairstylist, she'd be like, all right, hurry up. Ooh, go.
That's deep. So I went to Empire and I went to Empire and done with it because I wanted to be able to do different kind of hair. Mm-hmm. I just didn't want to do black hair. I didn't want to do white hair. I wanted to do Mexican hair, Indian hair. And I knew and done with it, it had a flow of all different kind of people.
Yep.
All different skin tones. So I took myself out there to try to learn the most I could learn and not just be one-sided.
Yep.
You know, I learned how to round brush. I learned, you know, the fundamentals of hair. I learned about the follicle, the scalp, the bulb. I mean, you know, what's pathogenic, what's non-pathogenic. And I thank God that I went to school.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thank God that I know the book.
Mm-hmm. My lady.
Because some
my
people.
My ladies.
My lady. Yeah.
My ladies.
Some people don't know the book. And right. They get into the industry and think that they know the book. And they don't.
And as ghetto as y'all call me, I still know my book. I'm still a master cosmetologist.
Don't forget the master. Mm-hmm.
Don't forget the master. And that's a blessing to be able to be that. I ended up coming into being a celebrity hairstylist before I even did any celebrities. It's this man that owned clubs in Atlanta, mm-hmm. big clubs in Atlanta, and I would do his sister and I would do his brother's wife hair. And they were big in the city. They weren't on TV, but they owned the hottest clubs here in Atlanta. And those girls would be like my marketing girls. I would do their hair and they would go stand in the clubs to take the money from the door. Yep. This and that. And they would have these big curls. And people say, oh, who did your hair? And they would say, Shekinah. And they would get my number out. And that's how I would move. But I was already moving. I had my friend. I used to braid her hair. People loved her hair. And I just kept going from there. It was word of mouth of how I was able to even grow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it happened. How I even met my first celebrity. Well, Future was like my first celebrity. No, hold on. Maceo, a rapper named Maceo.
Yeah.
My first celebrity. He came first. I used to do his dreads. And then Young Scooter came out. I did his dreads. Future came out. But all these boys, I grew up with them. They was in my grandma's basement in our neighborhood. We from the same neighborhood. So they're superstars to me. And then I ended up meeting my first celebrity female artist that I did. And that was cool. And we ended up making like a little connection. And I ended up being her hairstylist through word of mouth again.
Yeah.
Through somebody else telling her about me and her coming to basically find me a little bit. Like,
yeah.
She came over with one of my friends and met me. I never was like out trying to find nobody.
Yeah.
This is pre-social media, guys.
Yeah, so, yeah. It wasn't a Facebook. It was MySpace out.
Okay, MySpace.
And it had just came out.
So this is what I want everyone to understand is all these referrals and everything she's talking about is her building relationships in the industry for many years.
Right.
Many years. And then
starting at 10,
but her work matched what she said she could do.
Yep.
And she did it, continued to do it for many years, not overnight.
Yes. I really want to get into that because I feel like a lot of like 2023, where we are now, there's a lot of people depressed, a lot of people anxious, a lot of people comparing themselves to other people because of social media. And they think that, oh, I want to be a hairstylist or I want to be this person or I want to be a real estate agent or, oh, I want to be a business owner, an entrepreneur. And because I want what they have or I want what I see that they built. And it's like, baby girl started at 10. This was there has to be work put into it. And so I want to talk a little bit about how you built from where you just started in the story, but how you built to where you are right now. Like Mikey talked about relationships. There was no social media. But what else did you put into it to make your platform what it is?
I treated people right.
That's a big one. Yeah.
And I didn't want the next person's life.
Mm-hmm.
I might have seen a nice house, and that house is nice, but it wasn't my house. That was their house. Mm, yeah. I might have seen a nice car, but that wasn't my car. It was nice for them, but that's not even the car I'm going to go pick out.
Yeah.
So my mindset was different because I never wanted to be like them or have what they had. Mm-hmm. And I'm a child that grew up in a household where I had a grandmama, granddaddy, and my mom and daddy was married when they had me. People don't understand that, but that's just the truth, right? Mm-hmm. And I ain't gonna say spoiled, but I was kind of a spoiled child.
Yeah.
Like, I grew up in my own bedroom, my own house phone. I don't have the story I grew up without. Mm, that's not my story. So I also think it got something to do with how parents raising their kids as well. Yeah,
definitely.
How they raising them up to know that my grandma was an entrepreneur, and I knew that I was gonna be something as well. Because if you want it, you can go out here and get it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I didn't grow up in no bad environment where my family treated me like shit. That's not my story. They loved on me, and I guess that means something. Because they loved on me, now I can love on me.
Yeah.
And I can get out here in this crazy world and deal with it without just being shut down. Because like you said, depression is real.
Yeah.
Certain things that they say on social media, because I want the Bentley and the Rolls Royce and I don't have it right now, I feel like life is over. But that's not true. Maybe God didn't mean for you to have a Bentley. Maybe God meant for you to have something better. Maybe he wanted to give you a plane.
Mm-hmm.
But because you didn't go after what you supposed to do, because you're looking at them, that's a problem. And a lot of these people out here living fantasy lives, they keeping up with the Joneses, right? You just got to make it make sense. Some of the richest people in the world, y'all, don't show their hands. Mm-hmm. Some of the most wealthiest people in the world do not show you their hand. Meaning you don't know where they live. You don't know what kind of car they drive. You don't know any of these things. People that do that is people that have never had nothing. And it's not a good reflection on your family. It's not a good reflection on you. Because you're showing that your family really didn't have much. If it took for you to get this little, you have to show the world. Because your most successful people, they ain't on these apps. Mm-mm. And they're not showing you their hand. Mm-mm. They probably be riding around in a Toyota Corolla, but pulling up to a house that costs about $15 million.
Uh-huh. They walk in silence.
They walk and move in silence. So you, with me saying that, I hope y'all can start reading between the lines on certain things, because people who really, really got it, they scared of you. They don't want you to know what they got. Mm. They don't want you to be in the midst of what they got, because you might tarnish it. You see? So be careful what you look at on social media. If you do not work, I stress this all the time to people, and they probably think I'm old and tired. But if you do not work, you won't eat. Mm-hmm. And you may feel like, oh, I got over right here. But baby, in due time, what is it going to do? If God didn't see you put in the labor, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You got to put in labor out here in this world.
One thing I learned that my dad always tells us is you eat what you kill. So if you not eating nothing, it's because you ain't out there killing nothing. Absolutely. And literally, like, you got to be a lion in the jungle, like, so laser focused, tunnel vision on what your purpose is, and then serving the people, like you said, and the money is going to come. Like,
because I want God to pay me, y'all.
Yeah.
These people don't have enough money to pay me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They cannot afford me.
Yeah.
But when God be giving me my money, which comes from the hills, it's a whole nother level.
Yeah.
I may get out here and have to do somebody's hair. They might came got their hair done. They might not have all my money. Mm-hmm. And I might have felt they didn't have all my money. And I might just say, listen, just give me $100. When I know I charge $150 for a press out, right? Just give me $100. God is going to turn around and bless me 10 times four. He going to bless me for going over there to make the $100. Mm-hmm. Then he going to bless me because I didn't have to go over there. I could have been lazy and stuck in my ways, right? So he might give me $1,000. For doing that half for $100, just taking her tip.
Yeah.
If I'm making sense. Am I making sense?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely.
I'll give you a quick story. So I do some classes sometimes, and we do build community inside the hair industry, right? So myself and Dallas, every month we take 10 women out to lunch that are in the industry. Right, so I pay for lunch.
Y'all took me though. Well,
you come to the next one. They'll be shocked when you show up. But basically what happens is, you know, we build community through that. So I think that's important. And I feel like that helps a lot with giving back to the community, because mm-hmm. you have to give back to the community to receive from the community. Funny story though, is I had these classes that I was going to do, and I was like, man, I'm just going to be too busy for the rest of the year. I got all this stuff going on. So I just made it all like sold out, just so no one can book. Somehow this class came back online. Mm-hmm. Myself, Nick, my marketing assistant, didn't know how. Someone booked the class. They signed up for the class. I was like, oh my God, I was down south celebrating my birthday, get back in town, send this email. And I said, hey, I refunded your money. It was like $300, right? for the class. Hey, I refunded your money. I'm actually canceling the class. It, like, we just didn't have the output or whatever because it was not available.
Right.
I don't know how she got it. And, you know, hey, I'll let you know during the next one. She replies, oh my God, I already booked my flight and hotel. This is a new entrepreneur. For her to, first of all, spend the money for the class,
right,
book a flight, book a hotel. Mm-hmm. She's doing what it takes to get with the right people at the right table,
yeah,
to be successful in industry.
So you had to do it.
Yeah.
So I said, well, I guess I'm doing a one-on-one. and I wasn't asking for the money back.
Yeah.
You know, but I sat her down and we met. I took her out to lunch.
Yeah.
We went over all the stuff she was doing in the industry and everything else. But I can tell you where I did immediately get back, and I wasn't expecting it. I was talking about something in the hair loss industry, mm-hmm, that she's part of, and it sparked an idea. And when I got this idea, it is such a big idea that no one is doing in the industry, and I have the framework to do it. And I said, you know what? I was at first, I was like, I'm tired. I'm completely burnt out. I don't know how I'm going to talk. I literally, for the last hour, I could barely talk. My voice for talking 4 hours straight was leaving me. I had no voice left.
Wow.
But I said, you know what? I'm going to do this because I'm committed, you know, to help others in the industry as well. And I said beforehand, I'm telling my girlfriend, I said, I got to just be positive about this because I'm a very positive person.
But yeah.
Like, I don't feel like doing this one, you know? Positive. What happened? Came up with a huge idea that I think it's something we can implement and help someone else that I'm working with.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? Very thankful that I showed up to do this one-on-one despite me
not feeling like it.
That's on a Sunday. I'm talking all day on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't just like during the week and other stuff.
Yeah.
This is my all day Sunday.
Yeah.
Trying to regroup a little bit. But,
all right.
But you know what? That's what you have to do in the industry and to be successful, because now, you know, she's never going to forget that day.
Yeah.
And you made a good impression. You have to build impressions one at a time.
Oh, like, yeah.
You ain't going to forget it either, though.
Of course not.
God sent you the blessing right with it.
Of course.
Yeah.
So it was meant for you to go. You had to go because he had some on the other end that he wanted you to receive.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
So it's bigger than that. It wasn't even about that. Later, it was about.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. How was the cake? It's good.
It's so good.
I kind of had a little cake break, and you know me, I love.
You want a piece?
Nope. I just brushed my teeth. I'm not gonna appreciate it as much.
I just brushed my teeth too, but I'm still tanning. I want to eat more, but I'm feeling like y'all gonna be like, oh, she's so greedy.
Girl.
And I really like Teletubby. I'm trying to lose weight again.
Not Teletubby.
Yes, you know, but I gained like 10 more pounds the other day. I was so pissed.
The other day. Right?
Yes.
God, you gotta watch that one day.
I mean, yeah.
Holy cow.
I mean, cakes, whatever I want. I just been laying up, just eating it.
Do
in the middle of the night. It'd be feeling so good. It's wrong, but it's good.
It's wrong, but it's so good.
Girl.
Cake is great for breakfast. I tell you what.
Oh.
Oh, okay. So we got.
I mean, biscuits, though. It's not the cake, it's the biscuits in the morning.
Oh, I gotta watch the biscuits, guys. With that's honey, her advice.
Bojangles,
honey, and butter.
Oh, not the Bojangles.
Oh. They got these
Bojangles eggs. Biscuits.
Oh, it's so good. Have you had them?
I don't think I have.
Well, don't try them because they're addicted.
Yeah, see? Okay.
I done gained 10 pounds off biscuits and cake.
She loves it.
Biscuits
but
and cake.
Watch those Bojangles biscuits, guys.
Right.
Gotta be careful of those. Business and biscuits. Talk with Shekana.
You know what? Business and biscuits.
Business and biscuits. That was a good one, Mike.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
You're there. I haven't even had a tequila yet.
You know what?
Watch out when the tequila comes.
Okay, so let's get to, so we on the timeline. So you were 15. You were doing hair in your basement, word of mouth. You were working. You had the girls working at the clubs, word of mouth. And then you got with celebrities and you started doing celebrity hair. But you were a celebrity artist before you actually started doing celebrity hair.
I was a celebrity hairstylist before I started doing TV.
So, got it. Before you started doing TV. Okay, cool. So now you got into TV. How did you even catapult into TV?
Oh my God, I didn't even know. It was this producer. His name was Christian, and somebody else was shooting a pilot for their show.
Uh-huh.
I was just in the background, okay, having nothing to do with nothing. And me and a couple girls got into an altercation because they was talking about oral sex.
Mm.
And I'm like, you bees are so disgusting to me. You know, y'all, that's all y'all want to talk about. It's this. I'm like, I hate it. And the producer seen me. I didn't even know he was listening to me. He seen me out of nowhere and said, oh, we got to have her. And that's how it went. It was not because nobody wanted to put me on a TV show. It was an executive producer who seen me by the name of Christian and said, I got to have her. That's so dope. That's how that happened.
Right. Sometimes place, right
you guys
time.
Be thinking that you got to get connected with people that's going to do this and do that. But sometimes it's not even the people that you think did it that did it. It's somebody else that's seeing talent in me that felt like I would bring ratings to a television show. So that's how I ended up getting on TV.
And ratings you brought.
Yeah, because it wasn't like some people would look at the show and think that someone just, here, you my friend, I want you on the show. That's not how that went. The people who made the TV, who had something to do with the show, felt like I would bring in good ratings. So they asked me to be a part of it. I was never signed to any individuals. I was signed to a company called 51 Minds. Right. So I was with a company, not individuals.
Got it.
So from there, I came on the show. The first year I came on TV, I hit the ground running. And I was making a little money. And then the next season, I came on. My check doubled. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe no, it did more than double. It tripled. It went from this to this. And I'm like, what the fuck? What is going on? And they like, oh, no. It's okay. But it wasn't what I should have been getting. But it was damn good. I was happy about it. So, kept doing hair the whole time of being on TV. Because when you're on other people's TV shows and things like that, you never know when they may tell you they don't want you on that show anymore.
Yep.
Even though it's like you walking on eggshells. Like you better walk and you better walk thin. But yeah.
So let's pause right there real quick, because that's important. You can't count your money if it's in somebody else's pocket. So while you were on TV doing your thing, you were still in the background building your business.
Right.
Yep. Because
right. The first year of TV, I came out with I Work Hard shirts. I Work Hard B shirts, you know? Then I turn around and I come out with an edge control, okay? Because I knew I was in hair and I knew edge controls and I wanted it. And you had one edge control out before me. He my friend. I'm finna tell you his name in 1 minute. And then you had Hicks. Hicks was out before me, him and his wife. And then I came right behind Hicks with my edge control. And, I was excited about it. And I dropped my edge control on TV. Before TV, but then I did a commercial about it on TV, and it did me great. Edge control still do me great to this day. I'm still blessed for it. Now, I don't do a lot of boasting and bragging about it because I feel like people try to count your pockets. So I don't show people how many orders I have. Sometimes if I'm over there at the shop doing them, I have people on live showing them. I'm getting their orders ready. But I'm not big on showing you, I had all these orders and stuff. I don't do that because they put too many people in your business and bring unnecessary hate, right?
Mm.
It's cute, but it's a marketing scheme.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because who needs to know that if you ain't trying to market?
Yeah.
The only reason I'm throwing up all these million orders because I want somebody else to go order. But you ain't got to throw up the million orders if you already got people ordering.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So we did that. I came out with a shampoo and conditioner as well to add to my line. And I just kept growing with my product line. But I never stopped doing hair the whole time on TV. Because I was in the background still as a hairstylist. And I never wanted nobody to just cut me off. Well, I ended up getting cut off in 2014, right before I made this show called Weave Trip.
Mm.
And I made Weave Trip. I say that with pride because I made the show. I thought about the bus. I thought about coming from the Brunner Brothers to going to L.A. I thought about me getting married to myself in Sedona. So I came up with that. By me being Shekinah and they said I didn't qualify, I got a creative producer role. But I wanted the EP. Because I worked my ass off. I felt like. But Weave Trip was nice. And Weave Trip was all about my products and me and on the road. And after Weave Trip was over, people parted their ways. That's when I got kind of took a break from TV.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got picked back up in 2017 by Love & Hip Hop. Then my interview, I made it on 2018, Love & Hip Hop dropped. And I've been over there ever since. And it's nice. And I still do hair.
Yeah, on the side. Yeah, still doing hair.
18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 26 years.
Yeah.
That's that's long for those shows. That's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough to stay on there, stay relevant, stay interesting.
A friend of mine called me and told me that the other day. He said, how could anybody ever say they made you when you proving everybody wrong because you're still standing on your 2 feet and you still making it just on your own with the help of God. So, you know, it is what it is.
And you still do hair occasionally today?
Yes, I do.
For my client. Tell you what, I'm going to be pushing to get her in my studio upstairs. My friend might be costing me a wig or two, but I'm going
to
do it.
I try to tell you, but I still do hair. I still go, if one of my clients need a hair piece and I'm not busy, of course I'm going to work. I'm going to do it.
What's your specialty today for just doing hair? Like, what kind of stuff do you like doing?
I like doing natural press outs.
Okay.
Silk press out. I love to do shampoos, and I love to give a good condition with a high oil treatment.
Yes. Come on, high oil treatment.
I love that.
So do you make your people come shampooed already?
No.
Whew.
No.
Okay. No. But you have seen people who require you to come shampooed.
But that's disrespectful.
That is disrespectful. Oh, you my God.
Your client been at work all day. She deserves to be catered to. She's paying you actually to cater to her.
Right.
So I don't know where y'all getting it twisted in the game, but you thinking you this and you that. You need to thank God that you got a client that want to come to you. It's a million people out here doing hair. And if you can't do it, somebody, I would service her just fine.
Mm-hmm.
If your hairstyle is not treating you right, you can come see Shekinah Joe.
Come see Shekinah.
I'm trying to tell you. What?
Yes.
It's interesting. You know, we had Britannica.
We did. Yes. You know,
she was part of Bronner Brothers for quite some time.
Yeah.
And listening to her speak to about servicing clients and listening to yourself, I feel like there's a lot of synergy there of like how it's important to take care of your hair clients or else someone else will.
Yeah.
And I don't know where the disconnect came because I hear the horror stories. Oh, this, that, the other. I just hear a lot. Like, obviously, I'm not getting my hair done. I'm not in the salons, but I work with a lot of people that are, you know, and I get some feedback from that. I don't know where the disconnect was, or it seemed like there was a year that like all the services and other things in the hair industry, they just were like, nah, I'm not
because they're looking at social media and they thinking they just gonna come up overnight, and that's not the case. They have to understand that they gotta work, and you're not working if you're not catering to your client. It's not about you kissing nobody, but it's not about them being better than you. It's about you are in a servicing business, meaning you provide service as you're an entrepreneur and you're providing service. You're an independent contractor that provides service.
Mm-hmm.
So you should want to wash your client hair. That's the least you should want to do. You should want to massage her scalp because this woman been at work all day. This is your job when she comes see you in the chair, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't washing a woman's hair also give you an intro about what you're about to work with?
Yes.
You should not even be doing nobody's hair that ain't clean.
I know, no. But what I'm saying is if someone comes already shampooed versus if you're shampooing someone's hair.
Even if somebody come out already shampooed, Mike, who's to say that?
Of course. But what I'm saying is you have more of an advantage. If I'm shampooing someone's hair, I can maybe see if there's
her
texture and damage.
You get to learn the hair.
Opposed to someone just coming in and just like, okay, I'm going to do this thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like it's kind of like a pre-course to what the main course is.
Yeah.
You kind of need it. Yeah. Where's the appetizer?
You need that now.
Yeah. I feel like I got so spoiled with Dallas because Dallas only did a select few people's hair. And I was in the numbers. So I would go to Dallas' house. But I would literally go to Dallas' house and I got so spoiled, hair washed, like all the works. And then I started seeing online like people talking about how the stylist wants you to come with your hair already washed or you need to come with makeup on because they want to do pictures and videos. And it's like, what in the heck? Are we coming to get our hair done or are we doing a photo shoot?
I hate that even with me. Like girls, you know, they want to do your hair because they looking for you because you got a lot of followers.
Mm-hmm.
So can I do your hair for advertisement? Well, I'm going to be real with you guys. If you're doing my hair because you're trying to advertise, I'm going to charge you $3,900.
Yes.
Period. That's how much a post costs on my main page with me saying, oh, you did my hair.
Uh-huh.
So when you see girls on my page, it's on my main page.
It's because they paid for it.
It's because they paid for it. It's something should kind of got out of deal because I can go pay anybody to do my hair. Mm-hmm. And I can afford to go buy me some hair if I want it. So it's like, you know, you got to be ready for all that. And I don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
I don't want to come camera ready. And I don't make my client. Let me tell you something that's aggravating for your client. I know you got to advertise, but some clients don't want to take pictures.
Mm-mm.
Some clients just want to get their hair done and go home.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Some people don't want to do videos for your marketing. Some people just want to go home.
All right, so let's get into the brand. Shekinah Joe, you have a line of products. You talked about the edge control, the shampoo and conditioner. What actually made you get into products?
Because I wanted people to have something good to wash their hair with. That wasn't too damaging to the scalp.
Mm-hmm.
So I went, you know, on the pH scale, 4.5 to 5.5 is hair, skin, and nails.
Mm-hmm.
So I went into my product and used product, use ingredients that's not over that. Mm-hmm. Well, you're not taking the hair too out of its character. You know what I'm saying? I'm messing with the scalp too much. If I came out with something that was 4.5 to 5.5, I was adding versus taking away. I was keeping it at neutral ground.
Yeah.
So I was big on that because some products I have a lot of stuff in it and be tearing up people's follicles, but I'm not hating on them. I'm just saying it just wasn't good for my clientele.
I love that because I think a lot of things start with the actual story and care for the people. And so it's like you have a lot of people who come out with products, but they don't test the products. They don't find the right products to use for people's scalps and hair, and they don't really care. It's like they just throw the product out because they want to make money. But one thing that I love about you is since the beginning, when you started at 10, I can hear people. Like it's, you care about the people.
Right.
It's about people. Like you want to bless people. You want to serve people. And so it's like everything behind what you stand for is all integrity based because it's like you care about the people and you don't want to just make a quick dollar. So I do love that you actually sat down and came up with, I've never heard anybody say the products, we looked at the pH scale to make sure the hair wasn't, the hair wasn't. So it's like, that's really good. I love that. And then also, how did you come up with your shipping situation? Because I do know that it can get expensive.
It's very expensive. Products. I'm going up on shipping too.
Yeah.
I've been trying to shop. Yeah, I've been showing love, but shipping is high. I might just go through PayPal really.
Okay.
And they do my shipping. I go through the U.S. Postal Services and they've been good so far. I used to do FedEx, but U.S. Postal is cheaper.
Yep.
I did come out with something else, the rice and honey. That's my latest product. Rice and honey is really, really good. You know, honey has a lot of health benefits for our scalp, and rice do too.
Talk about that, because my mom been trying to get me to do like a, I think she like soak rice and then use the water to like spray on my hair. I haven't done it yet, but
that's what.
What
you
is
do.
The benefit?
The benefit is gonna hit. It's gonna extract. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Keep unplugging your clog. Hold on, let me get my words right. Unclogging. Wait. Unclogging the scalp.
Okay, got it.
You got to get all that shit out. And I cuss with it so you can know it. You have to unplug your scalp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
Have the scalp kind of clean on base. But the rice and honey do a lot, though. The rice do a lot for you anyway without the honey.
Yeah.
Just boiling rice up does do it. But people don't be having time to sit there and boil all that rice.
Yeah.
It's a process.
Yeah.
So I do it for you.
So I was at the Bronner Brothers show in New Orleans and I bought a bunch of product from
you
because I gave it out to my staff.
That was the rice and honey.
So the rice and honey, I bought a 3-pack.
And all of them got rice and honey in it.
Okay. So that's definitely something that, because the feedback was great. So we definitely want to have that in the private label showrooms as soon as we just got our retail shelving displays.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have her products here. So if you don't want to have to pay for that increased shipping price, because it's not on her, she's just trying to keep up with what the shippers are charging, because it's not cheap, right? Not. Amazon had to build their whole own shipping system because they realized how expensive shipping is.
Yeah.
So you're going to be able to we need to get those in here very soon.
And Mike, I appreciate you for coming to support me at the Bronner Brothers show. That meant a lot for me that
Thank
day.
You.
It made me smile. You made it weighed on my heart. Even when I was just trying to give you the products, you was like, no, I don't want the products. I want to pay you for them. So
absolutely.
That weighed on my heart. It made me feel good. It made me feel like I was doing something right. But it's small things like that that keep people going. You know what?
Of course. And for me, it's, you know, for me, I love buying products from small entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's times where it's actually funny, people that don't know me as well. So like my business partner, Angela, was at some event and there was a comedian and she had her table at this comedy show. It was just real small comedy show. So, and I think she sold soaps and some other things that she was making. And I was there, I was just like, I'm just gonna buy your whole table. And I figure I'm just going to give them out to whoever. And she's like, what the hell? But I get a text from Angela. It's like, yeah, I met someone that knows you from a comedy. And she's like, you bought her whole table? She was like kind of confused. I was like, oh, yeah, like just, you know, show support. I think it's so important to support those, especially when they have a new business.
Right.
Just because for her, like that was... That
but
made
what
her
you did
night.
Was you sold seeds, but God bless you seeds back.
Yeah.
Just because you did it gracefully. You know what I'm saying? It's so big when you do it that way.
You have to.
Yeah, that's even with me. Even when you called me, it was like, Shekinah, look, I want to put your products in here. I'm like, Thank you, Mikey. I appreciate it. Right. Private label, rice and honey on the way.
Yeah. Because, it's, you know, I think about it. My first business was a food business. And I started selling food sauces. I made them in Thailand, imported U.S., very different, unique product. And I was selling it online in 2006, right? Nobody was selling food online in 2006, right? Creating YouTube videos of how to make the stuff, cook in 2006, crazy. But one of the hardest things was getting into, like, I got in grocery stores, Whole Foods and Kroger, and I did that whole round, and I knew how hard it was to get into those stores and how special that is. Mm-hmm. And that's when I said, I need to be the Whole Foods now, right? Open more stores and give more opportunities to entrepreneurs to be able to, you know, have that shelf space, because shelf space, it's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
It's a really big deal. And a lot of people show up to our stores. It's going to help, you know, boost the brand, and we're going to work with people we like and we want to do good business with. It's not about the money.
Yeah.
You know, so we can just do good business together. We can all win together. We can help serve the consumer, because now the consumer comes in and they have a better variety.
Yeah.
So that's going to help the private label customer as well, and maybe find a product that they didn't know, which works out good for everyone.
You're a blessing, Mikey.
Oh, yeah.
We're all gonna win together, or we're just not gonna win. It's just that simple.
But it's a blessing that you even feel like that, because let me cut the shit. You don't have to be this way. Mm-mm.
No, but it's not special.
I know,
like,
but
this whole thing doesn't matter.
What I'm saying to you is you don't have to be this way. Mm-hmm. You know, you could be playing a back burner. Nobody has to even see you, because if you set your company up, nobody don't have to see you. But the fact that you go out your way and you make it your business to still show up, be nice, be kind, and all of that, they go a long ways.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
Yeah. And my dad's been like this from the start, like ever since I met him.
Since I met him.
Yeah,
it's just like, damn, the people don't know. You get what I'm saying? They get a recognition to the wrong. Mm-hmm. Excuse my language, but it's so bad. When you have somebody out here trying to service the community, servicing this hair community, mm-hmm. and being a part of everything that we got going on.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And wanting people to win. That is a big deal.
Yep.
No, it is.
Yeah. And I like to even take the color of skin out of it, because I know some people look at it like, who is this white man like trying to come into our industry? And it's like, this man, skin color doesn't even matter.
It don't even matter to him. He don't even see your skin color, and you shouldn't even see his. You should see his spirit. Mm-hmm. His spirit's so bright.
Yeah.
You understand me? He don't meet nobody that's a stranger. I have sat back and watched him at shows when people come to him and say, hey, I bought a wig from the company and this, this, and that. This man takes all his time to talk to his clients, to break it down to him about the hair.
Yep.
He don't even know I'm seeing him do this. So don't put color on things. Mm-mm. You better not lost your blessing.
Yes, definitely.
Try to put a color in something. At the end of the day, God said we are all his kids and we are all in his hands.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a shade. That's it. But your heart,
take your places. Yeah. Definitely.
Well, I think I have a gift of helping people in business.
Yeah.
Right? Because I'm very to the point when it comes to business. And I actually, when I meet with people, because sometimes occasionally someone, a business partner or someone, be like, Mikey, can you sit down with so-and-so?
Yeah.
They just want some advice or ask questions. And they actually pre-warn people that Mikey's going to be, he's going to tell you how it is.
Yeah.
Well, what are we going to do our business me?
Well, I'm ready anytime.
I'm saying, when we gonna set it up?
Yeah, well, we can do it next week.
Cause I need it. I want to hear you say. I want some business advice from Mike.
Yeah, let's do it next week.
You going out of town?
No, I'm not going out to town till Friday at midnight. It's my flight.
Well, I'm just saying we need to. You gonna say we need to set it up?
Yeah, okay.
Because we need a business 2-on-2 with Mike and me and you.
Yeah.
I'm going to be back in those.
Definitely.
No, I'm saying, Jesse, this is real. Yeah, and Mikey, you need to drill us. You're going to be the teacher. We're going to be the student.
No, I just, you know what it is? It is because I learned from my first business. My first business, one of the reasons, there's many reasons why it failed. One of the reasons was everyone always told me how good everything was. Oh, yeah. This is the best.
You
everyone
needed
was
no
my
man.
Cheerleader.
Then they weren't spending no money.
No, it wasn't even about the money. It was, I was doing things wrong, but people just liked me so much, they didn't want to tell me. They just
I want you to tell me the truth.
Yeah. So when people tell you the truth, those are the people that really care.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's the difference.
I've never had a situation where through the businesses that I've done, the products that I've created, Mikey has always said to me, oh, yeah, it could be better. Like, all right, Mikey, well, how can it be better? help me.
That's right.
Okay, so he's looked at my websites like, start
that's
over.
That's what I need. So I'm coming up. I'm trying to do some more bottling for my product. You think you're going to help me?
Some what?
Some more different bottles. I'm looking at different bottling.
Yeah, it's not that hard.
It ain't that hard. I know, but it's not. They got different sizes, different forms, different shapes. That I would, you know, like I'd be thinking I want a shampoo that look like this.
Yeah.
That's cute.
It's cute. It's cute. If it works. But your products, like your I can say your products are big. Right. So as soon as I saw this, I was like, they got to be on shelves because this has to be expensive to ship.
Yeah.
Like those things.
They are. You know,
that's why our shampoo conditioner we sell in our showroom currently, mm-hmm. we don't even put it on the website just because I don't want people in California to log on and say.
If I ship to California.
It's more than the product.
It's more than
the
product. Yeah.
People are going to be like, what? But the problem is this. You're dealing with a consumer that doesn't understand shipping, logistics. Mm-hmm. All they think of is Amazon.
Yeah.
Right? That has spent a trillion dollars building out their network.
Mm-hmm.
As a small business owner, if you're doing the shipping yourself, or even if you have, like, we have our warehouse and we do the shipping, right? The problem is they don't realize, they think, oh, they just charge a lot for shipping. Mm-mm. Oh, this is what it costs.
Yeah.
This is what it costs.
And when you have a product that is, you know, you can only charge so much for a shampoo, mm-hmm. right? You have a cost here.
And then you have to worry about the weight that it costs, because the post office is charging you by the weight of the product. By the weight.
Yeah.
It's heavy.
It's heavy.
So if you have a lower cost, heavy to ship item, it's very challenging for e-commerce.
Yeah.
That is one
reason.
Yes,
it is.
Why I love hair. Even though hair does get heavy.
But it ain't that heavy.
Right. It could be a $500 wig that weighs 14 ounces that can ship USPS.
$7.99.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Boom.
Yeah.
That's a great business.
Guess what I did for the air control? So I got a 2 ounce air control now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
2 ounce is $4.95.
Yep.
Amen. Yep. And then I got the other one, it's $7.95 to ship. It is what it is, because it's 4 ounces.
It mm-hmm. is what it is.
Yeah. Yes. That's good. So I want to be mindful of Shekinah's time because I know she got stuff to do. She busy.
I love this. I
got to
come back and do this again.
Yes.
Well, as a matter of fact, she said it. It's recorded. Dobby's back there taking notes on his Instagram page. I have another podcast coming. It's called The Hair Business Blueprint. And it is going to be more follow-up with our guests because I can't have the same guests every 6 months or every 3 months.
Yeah.
So we're going to create a spinoff. And so maybe she will be on there if she has time.
I'm always have time. Like, I'm going to make time. It just might take me a couple of days.
She reschedule a few times. Dolly's going to kill me. Like, Dolly, is she showing up? Dolly, I don't know, man. Like, look, it's not in my hands. She's busy, okay?
Yeah.
But that's how it happens. But yeah.
Before we sign off, Shekinah Joe, just give some people a piece of advice that you would share with somebody who maybe just got into the hair industry or is looking to get into the hair industry.
You are your own walking billboard for success. When you get your clients, treat your clients right. Because your clients going to treat you right. Love on them. Listen to them. Don't tell your clients business. I know a lot of y'all say I'm always telling somebody business. But I don't tell my clients business. And I'm not messy because you're like a therapist to them.
Mm-hmm.
See about them and do unto others as you want to be treated. And you will go far in this business. Or any other business you want to do. Yeah. And believe in yourself.
Yes, period. I love that. So we're going to put her website, social media information, everything in the show notes so you guys can go buy up that product, the rice and honey. Yes. Is it a spray or a conditioner?
Shampoo conditioner.
That's
and
what it
spray.
Is. Spray. And then spray. We have the edge control too. So make sure you guys go buy up the products because the girls need it.
And
hopefully we will get Shekinah back on here sometime soon in the future.
Yes, because Mikey's going to give me business 101.
Yep.
Oh, there we go.
And hopefully you see her running around Bronner Brothers in February. We're going to try to make that happen.
Yeah, she's going to be a Bronner.
So thank you so much for hanging out with us today. We appreciate you.
I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all so much. Definitely. This is nice.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Bye.